Good evening to the hour of the time. I'm William Cooper. I've got to tell you that I'm really very upset tonight. Very angry. On the verge of... well, I'm not even going to mention what I may be on the verge of, but I'm on the verge, I've got to tell you that. I can't believe the depths to which the people in this nation have sunk, especially those who believe they're working for the government, and who believe, and I really believe this, I believe they think they're working in the best interest of us all, and I really believe that they think they're doing the right thing, although they're ignorant. In fact, they're stupid, if you want to know the truth. They haven't got a clue. They don't know anything about what they're really up to. I talked to my daughter, Jessica, earlier this evening. I want you to listen to this very carefully. I talked to my daughter, Jessica, earlier this evening. She said the United States Marshals are after her in an attempt to make her betray me. They want her to tell them all about my house and all about the rooms and what is in the rooms and how many weapons are here and who else is here and how I'm going to defend myself should they come after me. She said she was afraid. They intimidated her. In fact, she said they terrorized her. They threatened her. They told her that if she did not cooperate, she might go to prison. She's 20 years old. She's never seen or known me in her whole life until recently when we were reunited and she came and spent some time with me. Now, none of this could be happening without the complete cooperation of Chief Garms here in Eager, the Nazi police chief of Eager, Arizona. Garms, let me tell you something. If this continues with my daughter, I will personally settle this with you. Because this could not be happening without your cooperation, and you'd better be listening to me. I don't joke around. I'm not a bullshit artist. I'm not a clown. I mean what I say. And you'd better listen to me, you Nazi son of a bitch, lying, pure-faced. Your chief of police in U.S. missions abroad to better reflect the diversity of the United States. If anyone ever approaches my daughter or any other member of my family ever again, Chief Garms, I'm going to come down and I'm going to settle with this with you personally. You stinking little shit. And I don't give a damn what the FAA or the FCC or anybody else says about that. You have threatened to imprison my daughter, 20-year-old little girl who's never seen me in her whole life, who whom I was recently reunited with, for just a few days, went back home, and now, all of a sudden, see, the U.S. Marshals would never know about any of this. Only the people in this valley would know. And so it had to be Chief Garms who sicked them on her.
The report from six UN agencies says that worsening AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria epidemics are not inevitable. The World Health Organization has joined forces with UNAIDS, the Children's Fund, the population.
We have a score to settle.
Scientific organization and the World Bank.
And one of these days we're going to settle it. I swore when I came back from Vietnam I would never, ever harm another living thing in this whole world. Because I had seen, experienced war. What's happening in this country has just obliterated all of that. Now here's what I've got to say to all of you. Chief Garms, Eager Police Department, Springerville Police Department, anybody connected with the police or Highway Patrol or anybody in the state of Arizona, the United States government, the United States Marshals Service, the FBI, the BATF, any of you puke-faced, traitorous bastards who have taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, who don't even know the meaning of those words and have never read those documents. If you have a bitch with me, then you have the balls to come up here and take it up with me. Don't you touch or harm or threaten or imprison or hurt any member of my family or any friend of mine ever, simply because they have been my relatives or my true friends in my life. Because if you do that, let me tell you this, and it is not a threat, it is a promise. If you do those things to any member of my family or any friend of mine, I will come down off this mountain and I will personally start the restoration of constitutional Republican government over the dead bodies of all of you puke-faced, lying, threatening, despicable, dishonorable, unethical, immoral, federal, puke-faced, bastard employees that I can find on the face of this earth. If you ever dare go near my daughter again, or any of my family members, or any friend of mine, because you simply haven't got the balls to come up here and face me, I will come down and personally face you. You're not dealing. You are not dealing with people that you have traditionally dealt with who are scared to death of you. I know who you are. And I will not tolerate your treason. I will not tolerate your intimidation of my family members or the people that I love or my friends. I absolutely will not tolerate it. You want to start a war? You want to start a war? You just remotely approach my daughter again. Or anybody who's a member of my family, or who has ever been a member of my family, or any of my friends. You want to start a war? Oh, boy. I'll start it personally. How dare you? To losing my daughter most of my life, you stinking, lying, puke-faced, dishonorable, immoral, unethical bastards. Go and threaten my daughter that if she doesn't cooperate with you and tell you the layout of my house and what she saw here, that she could go to prison. How dare you? I will if you ever do it again. You got away with it this once. You ever, ever, ever do it again, I will hunt you down like dogs. Like the dogs that you are. Like the stinking, puke-faced, lying bastards that you are. And there will be no mercy. I'm not afraid to die. And I'm not afraid of any one of you. You stink. You suck. There's a terrible stench that rises off of all of you and all that you stand for and all that you do that is just unbearable. Unbearable. And Chief Garms, right here in this house, I knew that you were investigating the visit of my daughter. But now I know what you've done with that information, you stinking puke-faced Nazi bastard. Don't you ever come face-to-face with me. You haven't got the decency. You haven't got the decency. Of a germ living in a cesspool. You don't work for the federal government, you stinking piece of crap. But you report to them. Not only that, you blackmailed your own mother-in-law to prevent her from meeting with me so that we could try to reach some equitable ground on all of these things that is eventually going to affect this community, because sooner or later they're going to come up here to kill me. And when they do, Chief Garms, you stinking, lying betrayer of the people who elected you, the people you're supposed to protect and serve, when they do, this community is going to be destroyed, you stupid jerk. You haven't even got the brains to understand that. You're working with these feds, even though they have no jurisdiction here. I have never broken any law whatsoever. You cannot possibly, in your wildest dreams, even show me a law that requires anybody to file and pay the income tax, you stupid imposter of a police chief. And yet you're reporting on my daughter's visit to the feds. Don't you ever, ever, ever allow yourself to appear in front of my face, because I hate your guts. I hate your guts. I can't stand the fact that you even pretend to be a police chief in this city where I live. You have nothing. No caring whatsoever. Nothing whatsoever to do with protecting, defending, and taking care of the people in this community. You're nothing but a federal rat. And to the United States Marshals who went and threatened my daughter, and who have threatened members of my family, and who have threatened my friends who live in this Round Valley, you cowardly, stinking, nothing people. Leave those people alone. Leave them alone. You want me? You want me? Come up here and get me. And understand this. I'm not afraid to die, and I'm not afraid of any of you. If you want to know what's in my house or the outline of my house, I'll send you a damn map, you cowardly, no-ball bastards. You haven't got the guts of an earthworm. You sent me to Vietnam on the pretense that I was protecting the Constitution and defending my country. And none of you gave a damn about that. Now that I am really protecting the Constitution and defending my country, you can't stand it. You want to destroy me? Well, come up here and destroy me, you chicken shit bastards! Come on! But don't you ever approach my daughter or any member of my family or any friend of mine ever again. Because if you do, I will come down off this mountain and I will hunt you down one by one. And I guarantee you, you will regret the day you ever threatened any member of my family or any person who's a friend of mine, because you have for yourself. Eye to eye.
This meeting is expected to focus on national security matters, including the possibility of a presidential visit to North Korea.
That's no threat. That's the most solid promise you've ever heard in your entire life. You just threaten another member of my family. You threaten my daughter again. You threaten anybody else who's close to me because you haven't got any balls. And you see what happens. I fought in Vietnam. And I don't say this lightly. I know how to do what must be done, and if no other American in this country has the guts to do it, I do. When I came back from Vietnam, I swore I would never harm another living thing in my entire life until you started in on me and my family. And you forced me to send my wife and children out of this country, and I'll never see them again. You destroyed my family simply because I'm a patriot and I love this country. And now you're going after my long-lost daughter, Jessica, and you're threatening her, and you're threatening my friends, and you're going around telling people that if they don't cooperate, it's very easy for you to deal with me, because all you got to do is send a sniper. You can take me off. Screw you! And I'm going to tell you this, if I ever every weed, every plant, every rock on top of this hill, if I ever see a sniper anywhere near here, they are dead the moment I spot them, and I have a rifle that will hit you within 1 mile. You made a big mistake screwing with my daughter. and screwing with my friends. You piece of crap, no guts, lying, traitorous bastard. Now, I don't care what everybody else in this country does or doesn't do. I am an American patriot. I am an American fighting man. I have taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and by God, I will fulfill that oath no matter what, and you will not screw with my family because of it. Or any of my friends that I've ever made in my life, because I honored my oath taken when I went into the service of my country. And no one has ever relieved me from the obligation of those oaths. I served in the Air Force and the United States Navy. I served as a patrol boat captain in Vietnam. I've seen combat. I know what it is. I've killed people. I'm not proud of it, but by God, if I have to do it again to save freedom for the people in this country, I won't hesitate to do it, not for one second. And if you screw with my family, I will start it. I won't wait. I will not wait for a civil war to start. If you screw with my family and my friends and you threaten them with prison simply because they know me, or they sprang from my loins, or because they've been friends of mine, I won't wait for a civil war to start. I'll start it myself. You unprincipled, you stinking, blackmailing, lying, creepy, suck-ass bastards. If you ever even contact my daughter again, if you even contact her again, if you even try to scare her again like you've done recently, I will lay a path across this nation that you will never forget. And I'm not threatening you. This is a promise, you stinking, lying, suck-ass, puke-faced, nothing, no bald bastards. You haven't got the balls to come up here against me. So you go and threaten a 20-year-old girl with prison for the rest of her life if she doesn't sit down and rat on her father that she's never seen before in her life until we were recently reunited. I want you. I want to know who you are that did that. I want you in front of me so that I can grab your neck in my hands and just strangle you. I am sick to death of the treason and the despicable acts done in the name of the United States government in this country by people who claim to be working for the United States government. You're not working for the United States government. You're working for Satan. You're working for deception. You're working for lies. You are liars. You're scum. You suck.
She says she's excited about earning her American citizenship. According to Clark, represented South Africa this year.
I will never, Olympic never, never dream that these things could happen in this country. You rotten, stinking, lying cowards haven't got the balls to come up here and face me. So you go after my 20-year-old son, who was just reunited with me, and you threaten her with spending the rest of her life in prison if she doesn't rat her father out and give you the whole layout of my house, you stinking, puke-faced, lying scum.
American young ass Nundy friend out here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy and asked to announce to you she refused. She refused. And I'm telling you right now, if anybody ever tries that with her again, I'm not going to sit up here and wait it out. I'm going to come down there and I'm going to find you. And I'm going to make you wish you were never born when I do.
Look at Roy Jones Jr. Trinidad. I know that it's probably down the road.
Where do these scum
how would that fight shape up?
Come from? I've always said that Roy Jones. Where do people like Chief Garms come from? Where? How does this happen? What has happened to America? What has happened to Americans? Who are these people that they do these kinds of things? Hey, Garm, if you want me, get some balls and come up here and get me. Otherwise, do what you're supposed to do. And that is, be a peace officer. Protect and defend the people who pay taxes in this community and pay you in your office. And I'm one of those people. You're not a Fed, stupid. You understand? You're not a Fed, stupid. The feds have no jurisdiction here, stupid. And in case you haven't read all the documentation I've sent you, then sit down and read it.
All right, Nami, let me throw another category at you. Knockout of the year. USA Today.
What do you think you're going to do? You're going to suck up to them, kiss their ass, and they're going to give you a job in the FBI? Bullshit. It's not going to happen, Garms.
Where does that knockout rate in your... most effective punches this year, Nami?
And for the rest of you, and the eager of the Springerville police, but it's not going to happen. And for those of you in DPS, it's not going to happen. Unless you're a suck-ass, fed, socialist, puke-faced, anti-American pig. And if that's what you are, then get your ass to Quantico, Virginia, go through the FBI school, and get out of our valley. Otherwise, take some pride in who you are and what you are and who you represent. You have just as much obligation to represent the protection of me and my family against the unlawful and unconstitutional intrusion of the federal government in this valley on any citizen who lives here, rather than cooperate with them because you saw on television that sick of this whole damn thing. And you know what? I really don't care how much longer I live. What I do care about is how much longer freedom lives in this country. And I know there's going to be a civil war start sooner or later. And I got to tell you, you push me into a corner, I'll start it myself. And it won't bother me a bit. I will not be ashamed of any of it. In fact, I will be very proud. But I will not do it on my own accord. You push me into that corner. You surround me with no way out. You keep intimidating and threatening members of my family who have never done anything to anybody in their whole life. And I'll be happy to start the war all by myself. And if I do that, it's going to be a lot of people going to rue the day that they were born. I am angry. I am pissed off. I am an American fighting man. I am an American patriot. I spent most of my life in the service of my country. I am not some weirdo, wacko dude that just came down on the pike and decided, you know, whatever. I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I am not an insurrectionist. I'm an American. I served in the United States Air Force and the United States Navy. I served as a patrol boat captain on the rivers in Vietnam. I know what my country is. Most of you haven't got the slightest idea. And I'm not afraid to die for it. My God, what in the world would make you think that you could send me to Vietnam, and I'm supposed to be proud to die in Vietnam, but I'm not proud to die here? Baloney. I'm more proud to die here for my country than I ever would have been in Vietnam, and I will do it quicker, sooner, and with more of a vengeance. And believe me, if I have to die for my country, a lot of other people are going to die first. And the ones that will die first will be the enemies of my country. Boy, I bet I'm waking up a lot of people tonight. It's about time you got woke up. What the hell you think this is all about? Huh? You let this crap go on in your local neighborhood, it's going to go on all over the place. Where do you think it starts? Starts right there, right in your front yard. Right in your little city right there, right in your little county, right in your state. It's where it starts. That's how it spreads. That's how it got to Washington, D.C. That's how this country got destroyed. Greedy, stupid people, socialists with a communist agenda down the road, taking over jobs and city council positions and mayoral positions and the heads of foundations and all kinds of things. Congressmen, representatives. You think George Bush is going to save you? If you really believe that. Then you haven't been awake at all for the last 20 years. Not going to happen. Before his first 4 years are up, he will have destroyed more of our freedom, probably, than William Clinton did in the last 8. Because, why? Because conservatives trust him. And they shouldn't. His father was the first one. In modern times, no, not modern times, because Hitler used the same phrase, New World Order. Hitler said New World Order. George Bush Sr. said New World Order. This is George Bush Jr. And if you ever believe in your wildest dreams, it's going to be any different. 200 of them for treatment on conditions brought on by their hunger strike. I am pissed. I'm angry. I am hurt. I am sad. I am becoming vengeful. You mess with any of my family members ever again. Anybody who's a friend of mine ever again. Explosions of molten rock lit up the sky. And I'm going to come down off this hill, and I'm going to come after you. I'll start the war. You ballless bastards. You cowards. You stinking, rotten, extortionists. You haven't got the balls. You haven't got the guts to come up here after me, so you go and threaten people. And hurt people who have never hurt anybody in their life simply because you don't have what it takes. I am an American patriot. I'm an American fighting man. You want me? Find your balls. Here's some guts. Come up here after me. Or give it up. Because in my estimation, you ain't nothing. Never have been, never will be. Waco, Ruby Ridge, I could go on and on and on. The poor lady whose children, all of the oil wells and stuff that she owned. So they sent the police after her claiming she was mentally incompetent. Can you believe this? An old lady. They wanted to get all that she owned, so they sent the SWAT team up there to get her. And she saw herself surrounded by armed people, so she took up a shotgun and said, "You're not coming in my house." And they surrounded her house with SWAT teams for like over a week. Before they finally got that old lady to come out. This is what the United States of America has deteriorated into. It is the Nazi Gestapo all over again, without any doubt whatsoever. This is not the nation that I was born into. It is not the nation I was promised. It is not the nation of the founding fathers. It is not anything that any of us ever believed that it was supposed to be. It is tyranny itself. I've drawn my line in the sand and I will stand firm. The only way you're going to get me, you puke-faced, lying, no-balls bastards, is to come up here and kill me. And if you come up here and you don't kill me, I'm going to kill you. And you can take that to the bank. And I mean it. I mean you can take it to the bank. I can't believe that there are people in this world. I can't believe that there's Americans living in this country who haven't got a clue what's going on. Who don't even have the slightest idea what's happening. And don't care.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. Things can walk past me. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. Did you got a complaint?
If you're a local police officer and you're listening, tell Garms I want a piece of his ass. And I'm not bullshitting. Not a bit. Mess with my daughter, you rotten, stinking, lying Nazi thug. You want to prove you're a man? Hey, Garms, come up here by yourself without a gun.
Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic master plan.
You haven't got the balls.
Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And Clinton saying take the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of a fourth right, Clinton's preparing us for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, creates a panic then rape the nation. Order. Crisis creation. Incite black and white. Program agitation.
Don't resist. You're surrounded by the UN in white and brown, the ATF, the men in black, from the One World Order.
But it's not new. Iron Mountain Computer Beast.
We'll open the phones now.
2023-3453-45-78 is the number. Manipulation. Inciting riots, it's crisis creation.
Order.
Biochip implantation. Vaccinate your kid for UN identification.
This is a test for all of us. So I have today just one simple request. a comprehensive package of health care benefits that are always there and that can never be taken away. Never be taken away.
Atmospheric, social illusion, media hype, planned confusion.
Sorry about that, folks.
Religion.
I forgot to turn off the answering machine, so somebody was calling and it was on the answering machine. I had to disconnect the answering machine, lost the caller. But the phones are open, 520-333-4578.
I'm angry. Does this really upset you? It upsets me to no end. I mean, I'm ready to go out and just open up on these bastards. I just am sick of it. I can't stand it. How dare they?
Good evening, you're on the air.
William, this is Gordon.
Hi, Gordon.
I'm in Indianapolis tonight. This tracks back to where the city councilman tried to, he paved the roads and he wanted the property up
there. Oh, yeah, that was old Udall. Yep.
Yes. Well,
yep. His family owned the property up here, so they had the roads paved up here, even though we were the only ones that lived up here. The city came up here and redid the whole roads just so they could sell their property.
I understand all that. You said you would go down to the courthouse and sue him in court. Do you have to go down personally and do that? They're trying to draw you off the mountain. They're thinking, trying to think ahead of you.
No, I can't walk into a court. The day I walk into court and file anything, that's why I had to. They went and lied to a grand jury and issued the indictment against me and my wife was to stop the suit that we had against the Internal Revenue Service, because after they did that, we couldn't walk into court and pursue the suit.
Yeah, I understand that.
They would have arrested us.
But when they pursued the road building and all that around your property, and it's not all your property, I understand that, but you said you would go down and sue
court. No, I never said that I would go down and sue him in court. I never said that. I couldn't.
Okay.
There's no way I could do that.
I know.
And I did not sue that. And if you want to play back those episodes, you'll find that I never said that.
Okay. I could be mistaken, but
what I said was somebody should sue the city over that.
Okay. I thought you were going to initiate it, and that's possible.
I can't. If I sue somebody in court, listen to me. If I walk into court and initiate a suit, as soon as the judge bangs the gavel and says, this will continue in such and such a day and both parties must appear, guess who's going to be there waiting for me?
I understand.
The United States Marshals.
Yeah,
and if the United States Marshals is waiting for me, it's going to be a gunfight because I'm not going with them.
They're trying to draw you down off the mountain and I just wanted to.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they screw around with any more of my family, if they mess with my daughter ever again, if they mess with any of my family members or any of my friends ever again, I am coming down off this mountain.
And Crusher too.
Yeah, Crusher
well,
will.
I want to start.
Crusher will definitely be with me.
I want to start the Crusher Cavalier. How you say it? Cavalier.
You mean?
Yeah. There you go. Fund tonight. I'm going to send $20 to start that, because they always take the dog out first.
Well, I appreciate that, because you're absolutely correct. If they possibly can, they will take the dog out first. And if the dog succeeds in what he's supposed to do, then he will take out one or two of them, and then he will be dead. And that's why I've always treated Crusher with the utmost respect, with the utmost admiration, and done as much as I possibly could to make him feel loved and appreciated and all of those things, because his whole purpose of existence has been to protect me.
He is man's best friend, and he is a servant. He's trained, and he gets fed.
Yeah.
Did he chew up his rawhide bone yet? Or?
Oh, yes, he did. It didn't last long enough.
That's the first step. We need to get another one of those. But
and by the way, folks, the reason he keeps asking this is because he sent some money for me to buy Crusher a huge rawhide bone, which I did, and Crusher duly demolished.
It's gone.
He loved every second of it, and he just it was
his most precious
for those people
possession,
like
or,
the
you know.
They may find that if they bring out decorations that
did they make Kevlar for dogs, or do you know? You would know if anybody.
I believe they do. I think I read an article just recently about Kevlar suits for police dogs. Angry, I can't see straight.
I understand.
I'm just really, truly pissed. Thanks
for
calling.
There's something more coming your way, Bill.
Thank you. If I was anti-government, if I was truly a terrorist, if I was really one of these terrible people that they have been saying that I am, I wouldn't be doing this broadcast. I would have already gone down and wreaked havoc. I just would have done it. 520-333-4578 is the number. I am just sick of these people. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
I'm calling you from Russia, Grand Rapids.
Uh-huh.
They've just told me that whether my hands freeze up or not, I have to have the inspectors come in here, and I rent from my brother because this is income property. I have to go through an inspection. They couldn't care less if this was not income property. And I said, well, my hands freeze up in 20 degrees. I can't do it. Sorry, just 2 months, that's all. And then I got to go to court.
What are you talking about, hands freezing up?
Inspection, housing inspection.
Yeah.
And they will not give you leeway.
None of us know what that means. What exactly are you talking about?
They want to come in your house and see if it meets the city requirements, you know?
Yeah, do you own the home?
No, my brother does.
Yeah, your brother, and so you're renting or what?
Yeah, I rented my brother because it's income property. They think they can give me a short time and they can come into my home.
Yeah, so what's this got to do with freezing of hands and stuff?
Because they're telling me I have too many things in my house and I can't meet the inspection.
What do you mean by too many things?
Well, I just accumulated things.
Okay.
And I just lost my home 16 and a half years ago helping an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Put all my stuff in storage.
Why should they care what you have in your home?
In order to meet the inspection, I can't have all these things.
Oh, what things?
Oh, you know, things that mean a lot to me, garage sales, whatever.
Oh, so you just have a lot of things in your house, and they're saying you can't have them.
Yeah, and they're telling me
why
so they can do a search warrant.
Why should they care what you have in your house?
Well, if they said because it's income housing, if it was not income, they couldn't care less. Now that's discrimination.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to go to your brother, make a private agreement that he's letting you live in his house, and then make a private contract that's secret or something where you pay him whatever the rent's going to be. And then they don't have that, you know, whatever right, and they don't have that right anyway. Where do they get it? How do they have that right to
it's
come in?
Wrong.
It is wrong. Absolutely wrong.
You know what? Another house next door that's not income property, they do not have to be inspected. That's discrimination.
Absolutely discrimination.
And they said they don't care if my hands freeze up.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If it's your brother,
it's Russian.
Go to your brother. Get a separate agreement where he's, you know, that's his house, and you're living there, your family, and whatever agreement you make for payment of the rent or whatever, make it a private contract so that nobody knows about it.
Pay expenses instead of rent.
Well, no, don't even do that. You know, it's his house and your family, and it's not a rental problem.
He can't make it without income.
He can too. There's lots of ways. He doesn't have to disclose where it comes from. All he has to do is report it. If he wants to report, he doesn't have to say where it comes from.
But he's got another renter on another floor here.
My dear, he can do the same thing with him. Stop telling me why it won't work. Either make it work or stop bitching.
Yeah, thanks.
And you're welcome. You either have to make it work or stop bitching. I mean, you can't bitch forever. Bitching does not make anything work. Jeez. Come on, folks. Either make it work or stop bitching. You know? Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, it's Gordon again. Just a quick deal from your past shows.
Yep.
They always come on the holidays, and this looks like a big one.
Oh, yeah, they always do. What his name is. But whoever did that, I want him. I want him. He belongs to me. I want a piece of his ass.
Don't be selfish. He was probably told by his superiors to do it.
I don't give a damn. If he's that unprincipled, that immoral, that easily led to do those kinds of things. And I want his superiors. I want them all. I want them. They are mine. I want a piece of their ass.
I don't blame you. You know, hearing that really upset me, and it makes it real easy to make that decision what I'm going to do when the time comes.
Good for you.
Putting pressure on the trigger all the time.
Good for you. I want a piece of their ass. I want them. I want them. They belong to me. That U.S. Marshal Service? Bullshit. It's the U.S. cowardly, stinking, rotten, coercive, hoodlum service is what it is. I want a piece of your ass. Come on up here. Get your balls. Come on up here, you cowards. Don't screw with a 20-year-old young woman who has never seen her father in her life until she came up here to meet me.
Innocent, too, and they know it.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Oh, yeah. So they thought they could just scare her to death. And I'm sure they scared her, but she did not roll over, and I'm so proud of that.
Good for you, Jessica. Good for you.
But I want a piece of their... I want it. I want a piece of Garm's ass, too. Because Garm's, the chief of police here in this town... See, that couldn't happen. See, Garm's was keeping tabs on everything that happens here. Couldn't have happened without his cooperation. Not for one instance. Well, he's supposed to be the elected police chief of the little city of Eager, Arizona, but he seems to think that he works for the United States government.
Bill, I have a sort of serious question.
Yeah.
How can all these people raise their right hand, take a solemn oath, and without those they can't be anything, they can't be police, they can't be military, can't be in the political system, take a solemn oath to uphold, support, and defend the Constitution, and spend their whole entire careers destroying it, and nobody thinks nothing bad of them?
Well,
what happened to this country?
Well, that's a good question. What did happen to this country?
It makes it easier to make that decision when the time comes.
Yep. Easy for me. You see, I used to serve that government. I served in the United States Air Force and the United States Navy. I had planned to be in government service for my entire life until I found out what was going on. And I got out. I only had 5 more years till I could have retired and been a good little socialist like all the rest of these bastards that sold out their country for a retirement check.
And how many people did the same truth you were in the government and learned the same truth as you did and shut their mouths up and took their check?
A lot of them, because I can name at least 80 people that I know of.
And they say they're upholding the Constitution, defending their country.
No, what they're doing is upholding their right to go down to the post office and collect their little socialist handout. I gotta let you go because we're out of time.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for calling, my friend. God bless. God bless each and every single one of you. And I mean that, Garms. I mean it. You want me? Get me up here and get me. Hey, just fill her up of the FBI. You want me? Get some balls and come up here and get me. I mean it, U.S. Marshals Service. You want me? Get some balls and come up here and get me. Otherwise, you leave my family and all my friends alone. You're no-balls, stinking, traitorous, rotten, lying bastards. And that's the truth. Good night, Annie, Pooh, and Allison. I love you.
This is Cooper on Wednesday evening.